It's now time for our Nemaha Central Locker Room Chat as we get set for week one of high school football coming your way on Friday night, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed as well. We are joined now by Thunder football coach. That is Michael Gladsick. And coach, just maybe give you one more opportunity to touch up on 2023, another picture perfect season. You go undefeated 13-0 and capture a second straight Class 2A state championship. Obviously, the run that your team has been on is really phenomenal, but just specifically one more time last season and just the accomplishments your team was able to put out there.
Overall, it was obviously a great season. Back-to-back years, these kids have been awesome. We have a team meeting at the end of the year, usually in May. It's kind of cool but kind of sad to see those seniors, that have bought in the last 4 years, not in that team meeting. But it's even better to see the new seniors, last year's juniors, kind of up and coming, and hopefully we create some leadership this year.
How about the senior class that you've lost who went out as state champions? The first one that comes to mind is Holden Bass, who's now, repping it over at Kansas State and trying to work his way up the ladder there. But you lost a lot of key pieces on the offensive line and defensive line. Really a good mix across the board in that senior class, and boy, they had a heck of a run for you.
Yeah, for sure. In Kansas, I always tell the kids, to make a deep playoff run, you got to be able to run the football. And last 2 years, we were able to because of the big boys up front. It's like you said, Holden, he's going to K-State. Josh Gonzalez, he's playing at Baker. Abe Hilbert's playing at Highland. Three crucial parts to our exciting overall offense from last year.
How have you seen the new guys kind of stepping in, at least some guys that are maybe going to get their first opportunity here in 2024, just those new kids stepping up? What are you seeing from guys like that?
It's been a great 3 weeks of practice here. Obviously, Reese Garrity and Abram Kime return from last year, two great leaders, phenomenal kids outside of football. And it's going to be a mix between the other three spots. I think it's going to take 2, 3, 4 weeks to gel with the O-line, which is totally fine for me. We also got a tough non-district schedule, which is awesome for me to see where we're at the first 4 weeks before Oskaloosa comes to town for start of districts. But by the names of Kyler Gangstrom, Hendrix Wall, Logan Dieters, Eli Sudbeck, Danny Childress, hopefully we can find 3, 4 Friday night guys that are ready tomorrow night.
And let's talk about the returning quarterback for you and Carter Hike, Sports in Kansas 2A Offensive Player of the Year. Just a dynamite year for him, and obviously plenty of expectations for him.
Obviously Carter's a great kid, really good football player, but he works his tail off to get to where he is. He loves working out, and he's really good at giving praise to his big boys up front. Obviously he couldn't do any of the stats without the big boys up front, so it's cool to see him be a student of the game, ask questions every time to Coach Mayberry and I about offense. And the thing is, he's a great defensive player too. Everybody looks at an offense kid, but he's just as good or even better, linebacker, safety type kid.
We're talking with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick, the back-to-back 2A state champions going for a three-peat. Nemaha Central kicks off their season Friday night at home against Marysville. We'll talk about that after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue our conversation with Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick, presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed as well. We appreciate it very much each and every week. And before we dive into the week one opponent on Friday night, I want to get your initial thoughts here on what is now the Big East League. You add four new teams. Riverside moves to the NEKL, Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, Riley County, and it's going to be a lot different for other sports like basketball, volleyball. It doesn't maybe change a ton, at least for the first couple of years in football, but what do you think about the new additions here and what is now the Big East League?
I think it's going to be awesome. As we speak today, our janitor is putting up the Big East signs in the gym, and it's kind of crazy to see the old Mid-East League teams together. It's going to be a phenomenal league. Like you mentioned, football is going to be a little bit different, but more so for basketball, volleyball, all the other sports. It's going to be a battle every night. And football is the same way. Rossville's a 1A, but they're a powerhouse 1A. And then the other 2A schools for the Mid-East League, they're powerhouse 2A schools. And then you still got the likes of all the old Big Seven dominant forces at 3A. So, every Friday night should be a battle this year.
Well, let's talk about the opponent in Marysville. They're coming off a 3-6 year. They made the playoffs a year ago, but lost in the first round to Heston. What's kind of the early scouting report looking like with Marysville?
Yeah, like I told the kids Monday night, you can't look at the records last couple of years for Marysville. They're in a tough NCAA league over there. They play a little bigger schools than them. Tony Trimble, he's a phenomenal coach. Year three, I believe it is for him. If we don't stop the run, then it's gonna be a heyday for them. Obviously, they're a downhill running team. Got a big old fullback, one of the most experienced quarterbacks probably in the state with the Otak kid. Skills are all back from last year. Speedy kids, good looking kids. The only question marks, just like our guys, is their O line. They got two big kids returning, and I'm sure they have plenty on the roster that could fill those other three spots.
Is week one more than any other week throughout the course of the season really truly more about you guys, your team, compared to the prep and the opponent that you're facing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's awesome that Keisha passed that jamboree last Friday, because now we made changes, you know, from the jamboree to week one, where years past you had week one to figure it out to make changes for week two. So we made a few changes, just like every other school probably did. But, you know, this game, yes, it matters. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere, being 15 or 25 minutes away, whatever it is. In the grand scheme of things, it's finding out who we are, who's ready to play on a Friday night, who's going to step up to fill those key roles from last year.
Is it hard to keep the outside noise outside with the back-to-back titles, all the expectations, the winning streak and everything? I mean, your kids are seeing that. It's social media. It's 2024. It happens. But do you feel like, for the most part, you don't have to really put much effort into keeping that noise on the outside? Do the kids do a good job of just keeping it, you know, like task at hand type of thing?
Yeah, I think these kids do a great job. Just like last year, they try to put that in the back. Obviously, everybody knows, all the kids know, just like you said, it's social media. I try to tell the kids we got a target. We got a huge target on our backs, not just every Friday night, but also every day in practice. You know, we have to practice like we're the best, get that 1% better each and every day, and continue to build that depth, for injuries that could possibly happen.
Finally, Coach, some expectations and a few keys for Friday night's opener against Marysville.
First game is always, I guess, always as a coach, you can say ugly, just because penalties, obviously turnovers, you know. So we have to really limit penalties, turnovers, you know, in the first game. And then we got to be a second-half team. You know, we're going to find a tough Marysville team Friday night. We got to take punch for punch, and hopefully we can come out victorious.
Nemaha Central football coach Michael Glatzik joining us. Thunder back-to-back 2A state championships, 26 in a row, and going back to the middle of 2021, they have won 30 of their last 31 ball games. And 2024, it starts Friday night at home against Marysville. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it.